Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. It's quite the understatement to say that Jesus' public ministry was astonishing. People were healed, demons were cast out, miracles were happening, the kingdom of God was proclaimed, and sinners found forgiveness. No wonder crowds flocked to him. But for nearly that entire time, the religious leaders opposed Jesus. That opposition would only grow, intensify, and eventually burst during Jesus' final week. There, in Jerusalem's temple, Jesus and the religious leaders go head to head. In Matthew 21, we read how Jesus delivers a simple yet scathing parable against Jerusalem's religious leaders. He says, "What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterward, he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. He answered, 'I will go, sir,' but did not go. Which one of the two did the will of his father?" Now, completely oblivious to what Jesus is getting at, the religious leaders answer Jesus correctly. The first son, who eventually did work in the vineyard, he did the will of the father. And then Jesus drops the hammer. "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him." In first century Jewish society, tax collectors and prostitutes were considered deplorables, the lowest of the low. Tax collectors got rich by betraying their own people to the Roman regime. Prostitutes defiled themselves and incurred sin on the land. With such actions, they were clearly saying no to the will of God the Father. On the other hand, the religious leaders studied the scriptures, faithfully went to temple, fastidiously kept the law. If anyone was saying yes to the Father, it was them. But here's the big difference. The tax collectors and prostitutes understood they were broken and in the wrong. So when they heard John the Baptist preaching about repentance and righteousness and the acceptance of God, they totally changed their lives to do the will of the Father. And Jesus said, they eagerly entered the kingdom of God. Jesus was marked by the exact imprint of the Father, and the religious leaders were blind to it, lost in their self-righteousness and self-sufficiency. Even as they watched sinners, like tax collectors and prostitutes, turn their lives around for the sake of the Father, still they willfully clung to their blind disbelief. Even if it appeared that they said yes to God, they were really saying no. Like Jesus had said to the religious leaders back in Galilee, "You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" Friends, we are not called to pay lip service to King Jesus. We are called into obedient action. He calls us to purity, so we pursue purity. He calls us to humility, so we repudiate selfish gains. He calls us to love our neighbor, so we give of ourselves to serve them. He calls us to make disciples, so we actually go to the lost and open our mouths and speak the words that bring eternal life in the gospel of grace. We do not pay lip service to these things. We do them. Of course, I'm not talking about following rules. That's what the religious leaders excelled at doing. I'm talking about obedience born out of love. I obey my Heavenly Father because I love him, because I want nothing more than for my life to bring a smile to his glorious face. Is there anything in all existence more rewarding than to know that the creator of the universe is well pleased with you? I think not. So let's not be like the son who says yes, but never does the will of the father. Let's not pay lip service to the king. Let's worship him in spirit and in truth, by word and by deed. Even if you have been counted among earth's most deplorable sinners, there is room enough in the kingdom of God for anyone who does the will of the Father. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.